Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. Over a decade of bringing you weekly wellness radio shows on a variety of stations and a variety of times. Check your local newspaper listings for the one near you, unless you're hearing it right now, and then just kind of look at your watch and keep track. Also catch us on podcast. We're available at KXORadio.com, so it's KXO.com, and you click on the Let's Talk About It link, and you can find the English Let's Talk About It shows, and you can find the Spanish Expressate shows, and they go back quite a ways. The cool thing about podcast, of course, is that it becomes your leverage into cool social media. So if you want lots of likes from your friends and you want like to build your Instagram followers and tweet stuff out that people just knocks them over, you grab those shows, you grab the links to the podcasts, and you start tweeting those out and you start putting them up on Instagram and you put them up on Facebook. Not only do you put it up in your Facebook status, but then you go ahead and tag all your friends in the comments. And that way people will say, they'll listen to the shows, oh man, this is really important. And then they'll share them with their friends, and you'll become that go-to person. You'll become, well, that's the person who really knows what's going on, because when they post things, it's like really relevant and it makes us a better community. So be that person and, own social media. Make social media your toy. And do it with Let's Talk About It, and we'll appreciate it. Thank you. So anyway, of course, there is a show. Yes, we are joined today by Sylvia Bassan. And Sylvia is an MFT, marriage and family therapist, and she is also a behavioral health manager for the youth and young adult program. And Sylvia and I are going to go the entire show without saying the word ya-ya.
Okay.
Right? Because when people tune in, they may be tuning in right in that moment, and we say ya-ya, and they're not going to have any idea that we're saying youth and young adult. So that's today's challenge, because, you know, Sylvia and I have been around this ever since that name was coined.
I agree.
And it's so second nature for us to say this, that will be the challenge today. So if you hear it saying us, then you call in and you will win a free No. Producer shaking his head. That's not going to happen.
And I'm definitely for that. Yes, I try to not say the word and say youth and young adults.
Well, because it's almost an honorific, because you're looking at an age group that first of all, behavioral health felt it was so important that they carved out a special branch of unit of division of services to address those needs.
Yes.
And then secondly, I think youth and young adult, one of their life stressors perhaps, is that they don't really feel as validated.
Exactly.
You know, they get passed along. Well, they're not mature enough to know stuff, or they're just going through a phase, or, you know, they're just millennials. What do they know? Mm-hmm. You know, now they're not even millennials. They're like Generation Y or whatever.
Yes.
I generation. Mm-hmm. And so giving them that space also kind of gives them kind of a responsibility to join into that space.
Exactly.
What's it been like working over there?
Actually, it's been great. I was here actually in your show maybe 3 months ago or so.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a year yet, so now I have a year at Youth and Young Adults. And it's been quite a learning experience, learning from the adolescents, learning their needs. Definitely the social media is playing a big role. I was happy that you touched upon that, because our show today is innovative, and that is an innovative way to learn about a lot of the mental health issues, what we're going through, and maybe if we need to come in for our services. And it makes it safe to look it up, safe to go on. And we're on Facebook, Behavioral Health on Facebook. We have these podcasts. So it's safe to go and listen in the comfort of your own home to try to figure out what's going on.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.